Aren't you glad you're saved?
Amen.
Aren't you glad you're in church?
Amen.
I hope you say that after the sermon. You know, God loves you. You know, I love you. Sometimes. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 8. If you have a King James Bible, we're going to read along. If you see someone who does not have a Bible, please share with them your Bible. 1 Timothy chapter number 5, verse number 8. Let's read together, shall we? One verse. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. I'm going to talk to you this morning about work. Work. That's a four-letter word that nobody wants to hear about. W-O-R-K, work. Dear God, thank you again for being a wonderful God. Please bless this sermon. A little different, please. We're going to read a lot of verses if we can, all of these. But I pray, dear Holy Spirit of God, that you speak to our hearts concerning this matter of work. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you've been coming for any length of time for the last 2-3 months, I've been teaching, preaching a series on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights on work, labor, travail, sweating, getting calluses, and getting tired from labor and work. Today, you think work is employment, but that's not the Bible word for work. Just because you're employed doesn't mean you're working. And just because you have money coming in doesn't mean that you're working. We've gone through a whole bunch of Bible verses, literally in the last 2-3 months, if you've been coming for Wednesday nights or Sunday nights. And not that this will be the last, but it will be the culmination of all those Bible studies that we've had in the last 2-3 months on a Wednesday night and Sunday night. And I couldn't think of any better verse than verse number 8 here to start. If any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That's strong language for God to say. And by the way, it's for a he, not for a she. And we're going to get to work this morning about women ought to work too. But women ought to work inside the house, not outside the house. Now, I understand the society that we live in. Some of you married a lazy bum. Some of you married somebody or hooked up with somebody who has just put you out to work because he loved money more than he loved you and loved the children and loved God. And so I'm talking about religious. I'm talking about Baptists today. I'm talking about people who go to college and they read. I've heard this, I'm telling you, in Bible conferences where people, pastors say, let your wife go to work and so you can make some money and to pay the bills off. Why don't the man get a second job to pay the bills off and honoring what God says here? It's not very popular today, but I'm going to tell you what God says. If any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now, you think of all the sodomites that you don't like. You think about all the socialists and leftists and communists and Marxists that you don't like. You think about all the atheists and agnostics who hate God. All the reprobates and infidels who hate the Word of God, hate church, and hate the Bible, and hate God's people. God Almighty says that you're worse than an infidel if you don't provide for your own. You can reason it away. You can rationalize it away. You can laugh and smile. You can smirk. And you can go on social services, you can go on DSS, you can go on food stamps, you can go on welfare, you can go on disability, and you can suck off the government all you want, but you're going to face the God who wrote this book. And until you get your thinking right, God's going to curse you and your family because you're too stinking lazy to get a job. And by the way, that's the number one reason why people don't like Trump. I don't like him myself, but I like the fact that he's going to cut as much as he can so people get off the rolls, off the doles, and go get a job. That's the bottom reason, the bottom line reason why they don't like him. All these college students who are protesting and want free college and free health care, they don't want to go get a job and pay for their own. That's the bottom line. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. Years ago, it's got to be 12, 15 years ago maybe, I don't remember. I'll tell you when it was. It was when George Pataki was the governor of New York State. And he had, unfortunately, he didn't cut enough, but he had put in some legislation to cut some welfare and some fat off the government, and people were protesting, you know, it's going to hurt poor people. By the way, let me just say there are no poor people in America. There are no poor people in America. There are poor people in third world countries. You know what's in America? Drug addicts. They're drunks. They're lazy. They're spineless. They're liars. They're cheaters. There are no poor people in America. The reason you don't have anything is because you're too stinking lazy to get a job. Now, maybe you're disabled and you can't. I understand that part. Maybe physically you're unable to. You're crippled or you have some kind of problem. That, I understand that. And we're going to get to those verses that we ought to take care of those people. But if you got two good eyes and two good hands and two good feet, and the reason you don't have a job is because you are too stinking lazy to get a job. And our churches and our country are filled with people that are too lazy to go to work and get a job. They'd rather get money. They'd rather get money by stealing money. They're thieves, a bunch of thieves. They're into the drug business. Listen to me good. And they're the ones that love money because they're too stinking lazy to get a job to get some money. 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 3. Years ago, as I was mentioning, there was a protest outside where I was working, the courthouse. The religious leaders, the socialists, the Marxists, the communists, they organized this protest with people out there. I don't know how many there were, 50, 100 of them. They were out in the street on Congress Street there, you know. They were protesting with a bullhorn. We don't want these cuts. How about the poor people? I can't remember what they were saying. And I went out there at my lunchtime or something like that, had a shirt and tie on, just like I'm dressed now. And I went up to the guy who had the bullhorn. I said, I'm a minister. Can I say something? And the guy says, sure. Gives me the bullhorn. I take out my New Testament. I read this verse. 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 3, and verse number 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. I closed my New Testament. I gave the guy back the bullhorn. I said, thank you very much. God says, I didn't write this. I'm telling you what God says. If you're not willing to work, you should not eat. Looks to me like everybody's pretty well fed in this room. It looks to me like everybody's pretty well fed in America, as fat, as obese and overweight we are. It'd be good if we just fasted for a week or 2 weeks, or some people can fast for 3 or 4 weeks. It wouldn't bother them at all as far as the weight's concerned. And it'd be good for your health, by the way, if you fasted. But what you don't hear from pulpits, and what you don't hear anymore, is people saying you got to go to work. All through the Bible, God blesses work. Labor, travail, labor, travail, labor, travail. You're just too sick and lazy to get a job. That's what the problem. That's what the bottom line is. And you don't even admit that you're too sick and lazy. Now look, if you're a single lady, I understand you got to go to work. Maybe you married a bum. Maybe you married a guy who doesn't want to work, and he puts you out to work. I understand that. You made a wrong decision. You made a bad decision. And I understand sometimes. It's a shame that some of the women in this church work harder than the men do, by the way. They have jobs, but you don't have a job. They have income coming in, but you don't have an income coming in. That's pretty sad, don't you think? Take your Bible, please turn with me to Proverbs chapter number 1. Proverbs chapter number 1. I'm sorry, Proverbs chapter number 3. We'll see how far we can get in these verses. Why don't you get yourself a job? And when you get to the job, when your boss says something, why don't you say yes, sir? And do what your boss tells you to do. Instead of stealing money, instead of lying, instead of being in drugs, instead of cheating on your income taxes, huh? Why don't you start obeying God and getting a job? Proverbs chapter number 3. You know what your character is like? Exactly what your credit score says it is. Go to the bank and ask them to pull up your credit score, and that's exactly what your character is. You can't pay your bills. You can't pay your rent. You can't pay your mortgage. You can't pay your car payment. You're stealing money. You can't pay somebody you loan money from. Your word is no good. Your word is shot. You have no character. And God says you're worse than infidel. You don't provide for your own. We're not a rich church. You can tell that, can't you? You know why God's blessed us? Because there are some people in this church who work, who give, and who tithe. So we can give to those who can't work and support missionaries that we support. This is not a rich church. We have no millionaires here. We're not a Presbyterian church. We're not an Episcopalian church. We're not a Catholic church. Catholic church is the richest church in the world, ladies and gentlemen. But God commands his people to work, and God will bless you for working. Proverbs chapter number 3, verse number 5. Here we go. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. God's promise to bless those that obey the word of God. Proverbs chapter number 5, verse number 15. Drink waters out of thine own cistern and running waters out of thine own well. You want to drink from everybody else. You want to eat from everybody else. You want to beg off of everybody else. Hey, you teenagers in this room, the most important thing you'll listen to this morning is you get yourself a job, amen, and pay your own bills. Proverbs chapter number 6, verse number 4. Give not sleep to thine eyes nor slumber to thine eyelids. Verse number 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Sluggard, definition of sluggard. From a slug and ard, A-R-D, slow kind. A person habitually lazy, idle, and inactive. Are you sluggish? Are you lazy? That's what the Bible says. That's what the definition. Webster's 1821, definition of a sluggard. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. The reason you're going to have poverty, not because you're poor, it's because you're too stinking lazy to get a job. And some of you in your 20s and 30s, you're strong enough and healthy enough and young enough, you better start working, because when you get to 50 and 60 and 70, you're not going to be able to work if you're going to work right now. And you're going to want the government, your God, to take care of you. You're going to demand Social Security to take care of you. You're going to go the nanny government to take care of you, because you're too stinking lazy to get a job and save your money. But the ants are wiser than we are. They gather their food in the summertime because they know winter is coming. But people are too much into their drugs and their liquor and their pornography and their gambling and their cigarettes. People are too into themselves and buying fashion clothes and taking vacations and eating out all the time and trying to impress their friends all the time. They don't save for a rainy day because they think the government, their God, is going to take care of them. Yeah, buddy. You're going to wake up in poverty one day, and you're going to blame everybody else except yourself. Look in the mirror. Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 20. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Now, I understand there's a lot of rich people who hate God. I know that. But why don't you stop criticizing the 1%, and why don't you try to obey God? God may put you in the 1%, amen? God's people have no idea about money or investing, no idea about anything about balancing a budget, no idea about working and saving and investing. Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. You're mad at the rich because either they worked themselves there and they got the money, they invested wisely, they worked hard all their lives, or maybe they inherited from their father who was smart and wise. Why don't you do the same thing? Why, instead of criticizing them, why don't you copy them? You know what? You know what socialists and Marxists and communists are? They're stinking lazy to get a job, and they want to steal money from hardworking people so they can live off the land that the people who before them worked hard to get it. Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 5. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Some of you sleep all day long. You don't do anything. And you know what? God's going to curse you and anybody who's around you because you're too stinking lazy to get a job. Verse 15. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. Proverbs chapter number 11, chapter 10, verse number 21. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Chapter number 11, verse number 16. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. Verse number 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Verse number 26. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. Hey, why don't you go into business? Why don't you start your own business? If you start your own business, you'll understand why some people voted for Trump that want to cut regulations and business taxes. But because you never start your own business, you're feeding off the government, depending on the government. You want the government to take care of you. Why don't you start your own business and see how difficult it is the government makes it on private ownership of a business and see how much they tax you. Let me tell you something. When you start working, you find out how much taxes they take from you, you'll quickly switch from being a Democrat to a Republican. I guarantee you that much. Because you'll see how much the government steals from your pockets. And they don't give you an incentive to work more. Because how many times we work and we say, well, if I work anymore, they're going to take more tax on me. I'm not going to work anymore. And so the government purposely takes the incentive away from people working. And so well, why should I work? So today, the government glorifies tenants instead of the landlord. Today, the government glorifies the employees instead of the employers. And we got the whole thing mixed up. Proverbs chapter number 11, verse number 29. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. Chapter 12, verse number 9. Listen to me good. Underline this verse. He that is despised and hath a servant, this is what God says, is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. The people that you can't stand, that 1%, those rich people that are taking all your money, those rich people who own everything and don't care about poor people. God Almighty said, he that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. The reason you don't have anything to eat because you're too stinking lazy to get a job. It's not that difficult. You got to believe what God says. Chapter number 12, verse number 10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Verse 11. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth, name any Hollywood star or musician you want in there. Britney Spears, Madonna, the Kardashians. He that followeth Michael Jackson or Michelle Jackson, whatever you want to call him. He that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. God says, he that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. See, the government schools are not teaching you how to make a living. They're teaching you to go to school so you get a piece of paper, and then when you're done with that school, go to another school where the government will pay for you and get another piece of paper after 2 or 4 years, and then be on the government roll and the government dole for the rest of your life, addicted to the government handouts. And God will curse you for the rest of your life. Verse number 24. Chapter 12, verse 24. I know it's not popular. It's okay. We never intended to be popular. Verse 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Slothful. Verse 27. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Chapter 13, verse number 2. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. Verse number 4. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Verse number 8. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. Verse number 11. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Verse number 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. Hey, you mark that verse down, because some of you are going to end up with nothing 5, 10 years later, and you're going to say, what happened? I thought I was doing that right. What was right? Well, did you get a job? Were you working? Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Verse number 23. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. Tillage. Webster's 1821. The operation, practice, or art of preparing land for seed, like when you till the ground, and keeping the ground free from weeds, which might impede the growth of crops, includes manuring, plowing, harrowing, and rolling land, or whatever is done to bring it to a proper state to receive the seed, and the operations of plowing, harrowing, and hoeing the ground to destroy weeds and loosen the soil after it is planted. Culture, a principal branch of agriculture. Tillage of the earth is the principle, as it was the first occupation of man. And that's why people don't want to have a farm or land or crops or a garden, because you have to sweat. You have to dig the ground. You have to get on your knees. You have to weed. You have to get the stones out. You have to be in the hot sun. Chapter 14, verse number 4. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean. You know, your home is crib, you know. But the Bible says, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Did you ever go inside a barn and it smells, it stinks, that manure? Did you ever drive by a farm and you put your windows down in the summertime and then the manure smell just hits you in the face? The city people say, that's disgusting. But when a farmer smells it, he goes, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. City folks, that's it. Roll up your windows. Oh, that stinks. Oh, I can't take that. But the farmer smells that manure and says, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah, buddy. You don't want to get your hands dirty. I'll bet you don't have any dirt underneath your fingernails right now. When's the last time you built calluses up on your hands and on your feet? When's the last time you sweated when you were outside working or inside working? We're a lazy society today. I'm talking about God's people. Lazy. And we are cursed because of it. Check number 14, verse number 4. Oh, we read that. Verse number 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Verse number 14. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. You're waiting for somebody else to take care of you instead of God blessing your work with your hands and your labor. Proverbs chapter number 14, verse number 20. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. Verse 23, in all labor there is profit. That's why communists hate the Bible. That's why Marxists hate the Bible. That's why socialists hate the Bible, because there's profit and loss in the Bible. You're buying and selling. It's a free market. It's a free enterprise. It's capitalism at its best. But capitalism is only good for people who want to work. Socialism, Marxism, and communism for people who are lazy, want to take from other people who are working. In all labor there is profit. But the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Verse 24, the crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. Chapter 15, verse number 5. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Verse number 6, in the house of the righteous is much treasure. You may think I got junk on my property, but it's treasure, I'm telling you right now. Yeah. Verse number 6, in the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Verse 27, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Yeah, you know what? It's usually, you know who the people who love money and the people who are greedy are the people who don't work. Did you ever notice that? The people on welfare who are sucking off the system, dealing in drugs and dope, and gambling their money away and stealing other people's property so they can make some money and cheating on their income taxes, they're the ones that love the money, ladies and gentlemen. Because if they didn't love the money, they go to job, get an honest job, and have an honest living and have God bless them. You think the people who love the money are the rich people. I'm here to tell you the people that love money are the gamblers, the druggies, the drunks, and the lazy ones who want to steal from somebody else because they're too sick and lazy to get a job. Welcome to an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, hellfire and damnation, separated Baptist church. Truth has never been popular. They crucified the man who was truth 2,000 years ago. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 26. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. Chapter number 19, verse number 24. You can disregard all the editorializing you want. You can discard anything I've said, but these are the words of God, and the verses that we're reading are from God's own hand, God's own mouth, God's own lips. And I don't apologize for any of it. Even my remarks, I don't apologize for them. Proverbs chapter number 19, verse 24. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. You know what I was taught in the Marine Corps? Don't put your hands in your pockets. I was taught that in the Marine Corps. Because when a person puts their hands in their pockets, it's like a sign saying, I don't want to do anything. I don't have anything to do, and it's a sign of idleness and lazy. When your hands are out, you're ready to grab whatever there is to help or to do something with your hands. It took boot camp in the Marine Corps to teach me not to put my hands in my pocket. Can you believe that? Of course, your hands know how to use the remote control. Of course, your hands know how to use that smartphone, that dumb phone, that stupid phone. You know how to use the videos and your iPads. You know how to use that modern technology with your fingers and hands. You're just too stinking lazy to get a real job. You want to suck off daddy and mommy for the rest of your life, don't you? Huh? How about you taking care of your dad and your mom? How about you getting some sense in you, some responsibility, and taking care of the one who gave birth to you and the one who put a roof over your head? 25, 30 years old, 40 years old, still going to your dad and your mom for financial help. Somebody ought to slap you upside the head. Instead of being appreciative of what your dad and mom has done, you're still begging them for money and still begging them for food and still begging them for shelter and still begging them for things. And you wonder why God's cursing you. Chapter 20, verse number 4. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. It's too cold outside. I can't go outside. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. One day it's all going to run out. The government's going to run out. Your parents are going to run out. And you're going to wind up with nothing. And you're going to say, what happened? I thought God would take care of me. God don't take care of lazy people. You know what Jesus said? Come unto me, all ye that labor, he said. He never said the lazy to come to him. Do you ever find out that all the disciples that Jesus Christ had were all businessmen and workers? They weren't on the government dole. They weren't lazy. They weren't on disability. They were all workers, had their own businesses. And those men took the gospel around the world because they were responsible. Now we have irresponsible people in government. We have irresponsible people in the church houses. We have irresponsible people in the homes. We have irresponsible people everywhere in this country. We wonder why God's cursing America. Because people are too stinking lazy to get a job. Yeah, they're not paying me enough. Well, get that job and then get another job. Get a better job after that. I'd be ashamed if I was a man, a woman was working harder than I was. I'd be ashamed if I was a man, a woman working two jobs, and I'm not working one job. I'd be ashamed. I'd be embarrassed. And I wouldn't even tell anybody that I'm saved. I'd go in a closet somewhere, close the door. I wouldn't want to let anybody know that I'm saved, that I'm a Christian, because I'd be worse than an infidel. But we boast today about how lazy we are. Our kids don't know where we work. They don't know the name of our employer. They don't know what time we leave and come home. They know you're taking your drugs all the time, snorting your crack all the time, shooting your veins all the time, gambling your money at OTB and everywhere else. You're looking for the casinos. You go vacation everywhere. Thank God for my mother. Proverbs 21. I don't know if I finished 20. Do we go to 20, verse number 29? The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. Let's go back to 20, verse number 13 and 14. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Just open your mind, open your eyes, open your thinking to what God says. It is not, saith the buyer, but when he has gone his way, then he boasted. That's about auctioning and bartering right there, you know, dealing and wheeling, wheeling and dealing. Chapter 21, verse number 5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. You run before you think. Verse number 20. There is treasure to be desired in oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. Verse 25, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. Watch this. This is a lazy person, the slothful. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. You know why? Because the righteous are working. They got a job. It's the lazy one that's greedy, the Bible says here. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. Anytime somebody steals something from somebody else, they're loving money more than God and wanting to get a job and work. I'll keep saying it until you pay attention. The reason people steal things is because they love money more than God or the Word of God. And they're too spineless to get a job. They're too stinking lazy to get a job. I preached this way 30 years ago when I started. I'll be preaching this way until I take my last breath. I don't care how many people come back to church. I'm here to preach the Word of God. If you want God to bless you, you better pay attention, put it into practice. You can call me all kinds of names. Don't matter to me. Great peace have they that which love thy law, nothing shall offend them, the Bible says. Proverbs chapter number 24, is that where I'm at? Verse number 4, we go there yet? Proverbs 24. No, Proverbs 23, verse 20 and 21. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Chapter 24, verse number 4. Chapter 24, verse number 4. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Verse number 27. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Verse number 30. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles and covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands asleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. It's going to happen to you because you're stooping and lazy to get a job. Chapter 26, verse number 13. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. Well, how about killing the lion like Samson killed the lion, amen? Verse number 14. As the door turneth upon the hinges, his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. 8, 7 o'clock in the morning, you're still turning in bed. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you're still turning in bed. That's what the Bible says a slothful man does. You don't want to get out of bed. You're too stinking lazy. You know why? Because somebody else is feeding your tummy. Somebody else is putting clothes on your back and putting a roof over your head. Or you're stealing money from somebody, breaking the law. Because you're too stinking lazy to get a job. And you love money more than you love God. Just admit it. Just admit that you're spineless this morning. Hey, we have an invitation after here, afterwards, not just to get saved, but to get right with God. Oh, the pastor, he doesn't love me. Oh, okay. Proverbs 26. You have to say that to somebody else. Verse number 16. Verse 15. The slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. Verse 16, the sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. Seven people giving this guy a reason why he should get a job. So, oh, no, no, God doesn't want me to get a job. God wants me to go on disability. God wants me to go on welfare. And God wants me to go on food stamps. And God wants me to suck off of everybody else instead of all the verses we just read in the Word of God. And you're going to become worse than an infidel. And you're going to meet the God who wrote that book. That's why no sane woman wants to marry you. That's why no sane woman wants to be around you. You can't even take care of yourself. You gonna take care of your wife or your girlfriend or children that's gonna follow? No woman in her right mind wants to ever marry somebody who's stinking lazy. I wouldn't want to be around you. Prior check number 27. We're going overtime this morning. Blessed be God. Proverbs 27, verse number 7. The full soul loatheth in honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. Yeah, the reason you complain about the littlest things is because you have too much. Your belly's too full. Somebody's been paying your bills. But to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. Verse 23. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks and look well to thy herds. For riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation. The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and herbs of the mountains are gathered. The lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. And thou shalt have goat's milk enough for thy food, for the food of thy household, and for the maintenance for thy maidens. Chapter number 28, verse number 19. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. But he that followeth after vain persons, that's your rock stars, your music stars, your Hollywood stars, your actors and actresses, a bunch of whores in Hollywood movies that you're following, and you're following on all these kind of technological stuff. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. Because you're greedy and you covet money and you love money, you don't care sinning against the word of God. You don't care about disobeying the word of God. You don't care about breaking the commandments. You'll steal to impress somebody. Let me know what kind of flowers you like at your funeral. Proverbs chapter number 30, verse number 8. Proverbs chapter number 30, verse number 8. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. That's what most people are doing today. They're saying, oh, I believe in God, but they have nothing to show for it because they're too stinking lazy to get a job. Verse 25. The answer are people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. But God's people are too stinking lazy to do it. Chapter number 31, verse number 13. Ladies, look what it says. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Verse number 15, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Verse 16, she considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. Verse number 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Verse number 19, she layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. Verse 21, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Verse 22, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Verse number 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Verse 31, giver of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Ecclesiastes chapter number 2, we're moving on. Don't, might as well not look at your watch this morning. Ecclesiastes 2, verse number 24. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink and that he should make his soul enjoy the good, enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw that it was from the hand of God. Chapter 4, verse number 5. The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh. Chapter 5, verse number 12. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet. The reason why most people have a problem falling asleep, because you don't work, you don't have a job, and you're not tired when you get home. I guarantee if you worked a full-time job and then got a second job, by the time you got home, you go to sleep automatically, ladies and gentlemen. But you can't, you got to take this drug, you got to take this prescription, you got to take this medication, you got to go see that doctor. I got problems falling asleep. You know why? You're too stinking lazy. Go get a job. And when you come home, you'll be too tired. You'll fall asleep just like that. Sick and tired of this nation, even God's people, who think it's too stinking lazy. You walked in to an old-fashioned Baptist church. It's okay. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, verse number 12. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. I'm just telling you what God said, money is a defense. You're going to wish to God you had some money 5 or 10 years from now. You're going to plead poor. Anybody knows their Bible, they're going to say you're just too stinking lazy and rebellious and spineless to have gotten a job. Now, if you lived in some third world country in Africa or South America somewhere or Mexico, I understand why you would be poor. I do understand that. If you live in Haiti, the DR, Dominican Republic, I understand why you would be poor. Don't tell me that you're poor in America. I refuse to believe it. Tell me that you're lazy. Tell me that you're a drunk. Tell me that you're a dope head. Tell me that you gamble it away. Tell me anything else. Don't tell me you're poor. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Verse number 10. And so I saw, I'm sorry, wrong. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Chapter number 10, verse number 18. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands a house droppeth through. A feast is made for laughter, and money and wine maketh merry. But money, watch this, money answereth all things. You know what your problem is? You don't have money. So instead of, because you don't have money, instead of working to get a job to get money, you're too stinking lazy, you're greedy for money, and you love money, so you steal it and get it the wrong way. But the Bible says money answereth all things. You think, if you had enough money right now, a lot of your problems would be done. If you had some money, your wife would be happier. Yeah. They say one of the top two or three things, problems in relationships and marriage, is lack of money. Because you don't know how to make it. You don't know how to earn it. You don't know how to spend it. You don't know how to invest it. Because you're disobeying the word of God. We started with five people 30 years ago. It's fine with me if we end up with five more people. Verse number 20. Curse not the king. No, not in thy thought. Watch this. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. You want to blame the rich and the 1% for all the problems in America. That's what the socialists and Marxists and communists want you to do. God said, curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. You want to blame somebody else for your poverty and your laziness and your having no spine. You don't want to sweat. You don't have anybody tell you what to do. You don't have calluses on your hands or your feet. You don't have dirt in your fingernails. You don't want to sweat out in the sun. You want to huff and puff. You'd rather have that beer belly. You'd rather be 20, 30, 50 pounds overweight. You'd rather smoke your dope, snort your cocaine, and drink your liquor, and gamble the money that you steal from somebody so you can make more money without getting a job and doing it the right way. Chapter 11, verse number 6. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. We're about done. Can you believe that? Take your Bible, please, and turn with me to Psalm 37. Two more verses and we'll close. I have some other verses, but we've said enough this morning. Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Thank God for my mother who taught me how to work. We went 9th Street shopping in South Philly. I must have been about 8 years old, maybe 7 years old. We took the trolley from the backyard. In the backyard, there's a trolley tracks. The trolley used to run, and we used to catch the trolley train in Ardmore and go downtown Philly, 9th Street, where my mom used to go shopping with three kids. She took us. And I was 5, 6, 7 years old. I don't remember. My brother's 1 year older than me. My sister's 2 years younger than me. So my mom took all three of us with the shopping carts and everything on the trolley tracks. On the trolley train we went. We went to South Philly, 9th Street, went shopping. And there in front of us was a person paying with colored money. I don't remember the color, but I can remember it was orange, pink, red. And my mom asked, what is that? And my mom found out for the first time it was food stamps. I think it was the first time, I don't know. That person got in the car with all the meats that my mom couldn't buy because we couldn't afford all the meats. This person got in the car in a big stretch Cadillac outside the door. The whole way home, and when we got home, all my mom railed about was against food stamps and welfare. And we lived in a bad neighborhood, by the way. 85% black. It was bad, very bad. But I learned a work ethic that brought me to where I am today, where God Almighty's blessed me, and you're listening to the wrong people who are cursing your life, and you'll have nothing to show for your life now or 10 or 20 years later. Thank God for my mom. She reamed us, man, about fake money and welfare and food stamps. And I'm trying to tell you a little bit about my mother this morning, amen? Get yourself a job. So I can't get a job. You can't get a job. You just have too much government aid helping you. You're too stinking lazy. You're sitting in front of that television all day long. You're sitting in front of that computer all day long. I guarantee if the government aid run out tomorrow and your stomach started hurting, you would get a job. But you don't love God enough to do that. Psalm 37, we're almost done. Verse 25. David, the man of God, after God's own heart, said this. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Can you imagine God saying that through David? David said, I've been young, I've been old, but I've never one time seen God's seed begging bread. Welcome to 2017, David, because they're all over the place. God's people lining up for welfare checks, food stamps, disability, everything, just lying through their teeth so they can get money because they don't want to get a job. Welcome to 2017, David, where it would be a shame. Let's close there, Luke chapter 16. We're going to close with this. There was a time you'd be ashamed to take some aid. There was a shame for you to take some help. But now you have your hand out. Can you help me, please? 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 I need some help. Well, get a job. And you'll see how God will help you better than I could ever help you. And we have helped people. I don't come to the pulpit and tell you that we paid so-and-so's rent and gave people food. We've done that. We have paid people's rent sometimes because they've been down and out. You know, it's been tough times sometimes. You know, life is difficult sometimes. And sometimes people have difficulties and they have personal disabilities. I understand that. That's why most of us ought to get a job and help those people who are weak, the Bible says. And we ought to support the weak. And Jesus said, more blessed to give than to receive, but you can't give anything if you're not working. Luke chapter number 16. We're going to close with this. Luke 16, verse number 1. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man, which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him, that he had wasted his goods. And he called them and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg. I am ashamed. Well, these people, they didn't realize what was going to happen in 2017. We're not ashamed to beg and steal. Verse 4, I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, sit down quickly and write 50. Then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. That's 80 for those who went to public school. Verse 8, and the Lord commended, watch this, the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, watch this, for the children of this world, it's talking about finance. Jesus is talking about finances and money right now. He said, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. So while you're complaining about people who have nice houses and nice cars and nice jobs and making money, God Almighty says they're wiser than you are. The Lord Jesus Christ said that. Of course, if you don't read your Bible, you won't read it. You won't know it. And there's too many spineless pastors and ministers that don't want to preach it. They want their people left cursed lives so they can beg from the government, the government of their God. Instead of freeing the shackles of the government and depending on God Almighty to bless you. Well, keep reading. Verse number 9. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Watch this. He that is faithful in that which is least, we're talking about mammon, money right now, is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If you can't handle your money, you can't handle a wife and kids. If you can't provide for your own, you're worse than an infidel. If you can't have a job and hold a job and get a job and get a second job and sweat and work hard, not for one day, not for one week, not for one month, how about doing it for 20 or 30 or 40 years consistently? If you can't handle that, you won't be faithful in the most important things either. Verse 11, if therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? That's a good question that Jesus asked. Huh? Remember, if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Let's all stand. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for church this morning. A lot of other verses we didn't get to this morning, but I think we've said enough. I pray to God that somebody would wake up. I pray somebody will get a job. I pray somebody start being responsible and taking care of their own. I pray somebody would listen to the words of Scripture this morning and face the fact that they've been lazy and spineless, and they've been putting off using man's reasoning why they can't get a job, part-time job or full-time job or any kind of job. Oh, dear God, please bless this invitation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever your need is, you come and do business with God. God's people praying.